Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 116, Episode 5 of Jay Daly's Zeitgeist!
Yeah.
A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially, off the top, fuck the Koch brothers! Fuck. And fuck Fox News. It's Friday, January 17th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Where Do My Hands Go, Brian? That's courtesy of the non-playable character, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Take me down to the Zeit Gang City where the memes are dank and the takes are shitty. Oh, won't you please blaze me up? Take me down to the Zeit Gang City where the Zams is little and the scams are litty. Won't you please take me home?
I like that our takes are shitty and we're proud of it.
Yeah, well, you know. It rhymes, though. What
yeah,
do you
it
do?
Does.
The takes aren't great, you know. It's a second-rate podcast.
Look, you're going to get some takes that we're going to have to apologize for later on.
And not because they're, like, incendiary or problematic.
Yeah,
they're
it's just like,
shitty.
Yeah. That doesn't really make sense, man.
That's like, a what? Shitty take.
Yeah.
Wait, that's from at PD Thorn. So thank you for that little Guns N' Roses.
Roses. We're thrilled to have in our third seat. It's been way too long. Very, very funny man, Kyle Ayers.
Thanks for having me.
What's up, man? Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Changed.
You're wearing a Kansas City Chiefs hat.
Just couldn't be a bigger Chiefs fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm losing my mind. I've watched so many. You ever so obsessed with something? And there's time in between when it happens, like a TV show. And you're like, have I consumed everything about this on the internet?
Right.
In this downtime?
Yeah,
I need someone to make a meme.
I'm sending
them to friends with no concern. I'm like, look at this meme. They're like, I haven't seen Game of Thrones. I'm not following the NFL.
Right,
game
right.
Like Mahomes.
Okay.
Yeah, see? So I'm like, oh, you really got to. Oh, how come you don't know everything I know about what I like?
Yeah. Right.
That's basically what my week has been.
Yeah.
The last time I really, I mean, I don't watch much football. My last memory of the Kansas City Chiefs was that one season Dante Hall kept returning
single X Factor.
Yeah.
I was kind of ready to jump. I don't really love the NFL as a company or a corporation.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, you know what? I can kind of ease my way out, and as long as the Chiefs don't draft God. And then they drafted just the greatest quarterback in the world. I'm like,
right.
Well, until this child is 50, I guess I like football.
Yeah.
I will keep my eye on this child.
Yeah, I'll watch this boy throw ball.
That was a really fun game to watch, even as a non-fan. You missed. The Kansas City Chiefs were down like
24-0.
24-0.
Second quarter.
Like,
oh, really?
Second quarter, it just looked like they were just going to get destroyed. And then they ended up like blowing them out. And Mahomes just like went the fuck off.
Yeah.
It was, and he's like one of the,
Who'd they play?
Houston. I used to play video games against my brother, who is good at them, and I don't know anything. That's what it kind of was like. Was if my like brother suddenly. Was like, "Oh wait, what's happening?"
And or you're beating me?
Yeah. And then the Chiefs won 51-31. That's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah. He's really fun to watch. Also, it was a fun weekend because Aaron Rodgers kind of pulled it back together, and he's really fun to watch when he's got his touch going. Mm-hmm.
That's the guy who does the belt. Celebration?
Yeah. But he's
I don't want to say the NFL is rigged, but we're really heading for a State Farm insurance spokesperson right. Super Bowl right now.
Patrick Mahomes.
It's Mahomes and Rodgers.
Like quarterbacks. Oh, yeah. They like quarterbacks with perfect touch.
Are the Ravens still in it?
No, they got smoked last weekend, like unexpectedly. Yeah, just like manhandled.
Lamar Jackson was the one thing that got my eye back on the NFL, mm-hmm. and then I forgot about
it again. Yeah, he had a really rough game.
Hate to see it, and you love to see it.
Kyle, we're gonna get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're gonna tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. We're gonna analyze the Bernie audio, the Zapruder film of
Sanders?
The last 24-hour 24-hour news cycle.
Audio from that Jack Black movie,
and Bernie Williams.
From Jack Black. Movie.
Oh, right.
We're gonna look at the Lev Parnas interview.
He just
throwing bombs.
Yo, he doesn't give a fuck.
We're going to look at just the additional information on the surveillance of the ambassador to Ukraine, Maria Yovanovitch, and what the fuck was going on there. All of that, plenty more. Aunt Becky, White Claw, is so much, so much.
That's my nickname for Aunt Becky.
White Claw?
Yeah.
Like from Inspector Gadget?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if it was a Dr. Claw became White Claw?
Yeah.
Yes, Gadget.
They should fuck with that. The way Popeye's co-opted Popeye.
Get clobbered off the grapefruit.
But first, Kyle, we like to ask our guests, what's something from your search history? That is revealing about
this
who you
is, was it the last thing I searched for is who is this new Super Smash Brothers character? I just got a Nintendo Switch. I don't know. Uh-huh. I couldn't find
out. You don't know?
It just happened and I couldn't find their. I don't know anything about video games, but I'm trying to. They calm me down. I'm trying to play them a little bit.
Okay.
But the communities are so overwhelming that I don't even know where to start.
It's hard to like. Yeah. Yeah. Like there's no like entry level gaming message board.
And then Nintendo sent me an email. I don't know how they got my email. And it was like, hey, we got a new character. You can download. I only have three games.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of them. And they're like, we got a new character you can download. Yeah. I'm like, who is this?
It's
and I
Fire Googled Emblem's them. Byleth.
I don't know any. What? When the name starts or stops. In
what
the
franchise?
Sense.
Just,
I have no idea you where that's even from. And everyone's like, I can't believe it's Emblith. And I'm like, what are you talking? You're mad about I don't know what Emblith is. So I feel lost in video games.
Is
all
Star
the time,
Fox
but I'm trying.
Still in it?
Yeah, yeah, I like Star Fox. All
right, I know that guy.
I like Peach. That's who I always play in Super Smash Brothers as because she hip checks people and it's kind of fun.
Ooh, oh, sassy.
Hockey fan, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to delve into this video game.
Yeah, what are your other two games?
I have Zelda and Mario Kart.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are on the Switch?
Yeah.
Cool. You like the Switch?
I do. I travel a lot and it's nice on airplanes.
I hear it every time. And it I'm has about a good, to. I yeah. think I need to cross over into Switch World.
It's pretty fun.
Okay, and that was from DJ Dental. Then co signing that. Uh-huh. He's also been telling me, he's like, yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah. You travel? You like to play games? I'm like, yeah.
What is something you think is overrated?
Okay, I put two things in my overrated. I do a lot of. It's like hard that. For me to. I like prepping for this, mm-hmm. But I. It's. I second guess. Okay. Anyways.
Don't apologize.
I know.
Just
yeah, you're right.
Come
yeah.
with the
okay.
shitty takes.
Thing number one.
Put it out.
Thing number one. No matter how much everyone already agrees we hate it, the system of healthcare in the United States is still overrated, even if it's the worst possible thing in the world. Number two is expensive pens.
Oh.
Okay. Now we're getting into the shitty takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our healthcare, I'm pretty sure, is number one.
Yeah.
Just from personal experience recently, having to deal with. An issue in my skull that is not covered by dental because it's medical and is not covered by medical because I'm even one of the people with insurance. I've been going through about a year of trying to narrow down an issue that I'm still in the process of, so I don't want to like that. I have no end. It's the most painful thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Oh,
and
that's
it's been
terrible.
Even I'm supposed to get MRIs on my head, and doctors forgot to send emails, and one doctor doesn't use email, they only use fax. I'm like, how does this disconnect even possibly exist? How could there be so much money, and how can I pay so much money? Anyway, but that's not complete. the Pens thing.
Despite all that, your cranial issues. If
whatever this tumor, whatever is in my head, kills me, I need everyone to know the Pens. There are enough good low-level Pens to kind of cut out all of the mid-tier Pens.
Right.
So what's an expensive Pen for you? For you,
I'm saying if you're doing one Pen over $10. There's no need for this.
Right.
You're not getting the worth versus what you get out of it, the input versus the output, I guess, for pen quality ends at about 80 cents, maybe to $2.
Do you do a lot of handwriting?
I do a lot of handwriting.
Oh, more than typing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whenever I'm like writing jokes or anything that, I'll do handwriting.
Yeah.
And generally anything that you're getting, the bulk pens, Target has whatever their brand is, that you can get 40 for like $5 that work just as well as a Zebra or something
that.
Right. And any of these refill. I don't know about whatever like Pelosi used to sign
like
the impeachment
Blanc.
Documents
yeah.
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Which would be very fun to see her. She's about to sign the impeachment documents. She's like peeling it's open like a Target packaging to try and get the pen out.
And she's going, she goes, oh, I didn't take that little gel ball off the tip, exactly, so now we'll write.
So did you guys see this one's actually, what do you use on touch screens on the other side?
Like a stylus.
Stylus on the other side. She's using her iPhone to swipe around with it.
Or she's doing the thing, the ink's not coming out, so like in the margins of this legal document, just getting the pen going.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's just a scribble next to
right,
it.
Did you take the three punch circles and make them into stick figures in the margin? And she's like, just take the articles away.
Does an expensive like Mont Blanc. Does it claim that the pen part of it is superior to other pens?
I'd imagine, because it's
or is
like,
it just like an expensive chunk of metal that then has like a normal pen?
I have a feeling
it.
It's like a thing where it's born out of like a centuries old tradition. And like since the time of the Merovingians, they've been using Mont Blanc.
I gotta tell you, man, Bic really has that thing down. Those things work pretty good.
If they stick
you
with it, I think they got a future.
Yeah.
All right, Bic, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I write with so many different pens.
What about Papermate?
Papermate's good. Everyone has these low-end ones that work just as well as everything else.
What about Dr. Grip? Is that too much?
That sounds, is that a fake teeth thing?
No.
Oh, I don't know what Dr. Grip is. I mean, I don't claim to even be an expert on this at all. That's why I have such a strong opinion on it.
I love stationery.
If I knew more about it, I'm sure my opinion would change. But I don't want to learn more because I like what I think.
The only time I entertained a more expensive pen is because I tend to hold the pen too tight when I write. That something with a nice grip is the only thing that I've only come into consideration when I've gone past a Papermate pen.
I will do the bulk Papermate click with the rubber grip, and you can get 20 of those for $4.
Yeah, Miles shatters those.
I just lose them. Yeah. He's just holding it.
I mean, look at my fingers, all cut up.
So I don't know. I lose them too. So I live in the same world those pens that I do with sunglasses, where I'm like,
I'm all for that.
Investment. Versus my, I will lose this. I can't get in too deep. And I don't know if there's some sort of sunglasses worth $300, but maybe not for the month I have.
It really isn't the off, like, good.
That's my over-under for every pair of sunglasses. I have them for maybe 2 months.
I've never worn a pair of sunglasses on 2 road trips. They just will disappear. disappear, or like a water bottle or any of these sort of crazy Yeti, which are amazing.
Right.
And, you know, it keeps it so cold that you will give yourself frostbite.
And then forget.
Then it's just whatever coffee shop in Burbank
has
my Yeti.
Do you go with cheap sunglasses as well? Like just go CVS discount rack?
I would say I have one pair of nice sunglasses that haven't been worn, but they were a gift.
Uh-huh.
And
you just keep them in a glass
almost
case.
You'd be hard pressed to find me in a pair of sunglasses that don't have an ad on the side of them, if that makes sense.
Right.
If it doesn't say, like, you know, Philips Hardware Inc. or something like that on the side of every single one.
GlaxoSmithKline. Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're at a medical conference?
A comedy festival that's been defunct for 30 years or something.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of, and they're all the same, the thin plastic Wayfarer looking.
Yeah, yeah. What is something you think is underrated?
Swimming. Everyone should go swimming. It's such a good exercise.
It is.
I know it's not as exciting. It's not as flashy as cheap pens. It's not as controversial. But it's such a good exercise. There's so many great public pools. I know this is everywhere, but there are a lot of great public pools in Los Angeles. And there are, I presume, a lot of great public pools most places.
You do a lot of lap swimming?
I do a lot of lap swimming. Okay. It's really fun. Even I still go to an outdoor pool that's heated. And it's nice.
Oh, really?
And everything except the walk to the locker room is really pleasant.
Yeah.
Jack has a theory about getting out of a pool.
I do have a theory, but it's none of them cool. Specific.
And why so, that's
do you have
why
any other
hard.
Theories or just
why
this
it's
one?
A difficult.
Just this one.
It's a trying
so,
moment.
I'm wondering. It's a theory I've entertained because it seems like there's more water parks on the East Coast than there is out here. And I'm wondering if that's because it's colder getting out of a pool out here because the air is drier. And so the water evaporates off your skin faster. This is boring. We've spent so much time talking about this in the past 2 days.
Oh, yeah, but
episode.
The moment you realized how boring it was, I was really here for that. Maybe it's because the ocean.
Yeah, could
maybe
be that.
We're close to the ocean or population density or the air outside. You mean because at a water park, you're spending a lot of there's a lot of in and out and downtime.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's not like a pool where you know. Can spend a lot of time inside
I don't
the water.
I mean, the whole thing with being out here, though, too, the ambient temperature is also so hot, like the evaporation isn't going to be so
hot. Are there water parks in Phoenix? I guess this would be what we would have to find
out.
Yeah,
like, that's a good question.
Because that's not a beach area.
There it is.
And the hottest and the driest.
We'll find it out. We'll find out, and we will bring that information to you on the next Daily Zeitgeist, gang.
You got to keep them coming back.
Yeah.
Something they could Google.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
I wrote two myths down. You'll become uninformed. This is my first myth. You'll become uninformed and you'll miss stuff if you keep yourself off of social media. I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I've taken some hiatuses recently.
Yeah.
And I won't know anything. And I probably missed like everyone being mad about what color a dress was or something.
Right.
But I can't, which is my most recent thing I referenced. That's dumb.
Everyone
got mad at that dentist for killing that lion.
Yeah. You missed the resurgence of that.
Are we still mad at him?
Hear about this harambe?
Yeah. You missed the resurgence of that Jack Black movie, Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good movie. Yeah. So I take some hiatuses off of there, and I felt like I would miss everything. And not only do you not miss everything because there are other ways to consume the news, you won't miss everything because it's such an overwhelmingly cyclical news cycle now that it's impossible to not miss most of it.
Yeah.
And so I took, and it's actually, I feel it felt like it was good for me. Mm-hmm. But I know some people long, or I personally was, and I'm still on clinging to these things, thinking without them, I am uninformed or not involved with whether it's like my generation or my profession or anything.
Yeah.
But there's just
it's FOMO.
Everything keeps going off of them.
Right.
Right.
And you can still be rational and have conversations with people. And
yeah.
They can't attach GIFs in real life, but that's aside from that, it's almost exactly
that's
the same.
That's the thing. I can't quit that, man. I wish I could. There's a lot of water parks in Arizona.
There are?
Oasis Water Park, Hurricane Harbor, opening
March
14th.
I'm not saying
March
14th, there's Big none. Sur. I'm just saying there's...
I'm just saying, for the record, I can name some water parks in Arizona.
Here's my question for scientists out there. Is it colder... phenomenologically. Like, does it...
Phenomenologically.
My question for scientists, is there a word
called phenomenologically? Is it colder... Like, does it feel colder when you're in drier air to get out of a pool?
But there has to be a control, right? Like, this set ambient temperature. And then the only thing that you're taking... The only variable is humidity.
So you're saying if it's 90 degrees in Phoenix versus Missouri versus North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then the humidity, okay, well, I guess we'll need to find one day where all those cities are the same temperature. We get Zeitgang on IG
Live. Well, good
IG
news
Live.
Is all of them but Kansas City will be underwater in 20 years.
Right.
So it will. The control group will be the remaining town.
Are there any water parks in Kansas City?
Yeah. Well, they're all... There's no Six Flags.
Sure.
There is a water park called Super Splash USA, which was not in Kansas City. It was in Raytown, Missouri, which is a Kansas City suburb that is not safe. And you would go and rides would be closed for fights or...
Yeah.
Like Magic Mountain.
Yeah, you're picking up a Band-Aid on every ride. That's essentially what's happening. You know what I mean? You get to the bottom and there's just sort of like hair across your face that isn't yours and a bandage. And no one works there.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about like the easiest ways to go down water slides and things like that. And they didn't care. They were like, "Do you want to go down with your friends?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I do. Right. At first, everyone's concussed.
Yeah.
And you just go. But it closed. And I, when it closed, everyone's like, "Yeah." How is it still open?
Yeah.
I always thought it closed the day I left. That's how run down it was. I thought every day we went was the last day.
Right.
Lived every day like it was your last day.
We did Super Splash USA.
Yeah. Let's talk about that Bernie audio. Let's talk about it. So to bring you up to speed, there was a Democratic debate the other night, and there was sort of a setup where Elizabeth Warren's campaign had leaked that Bernie Sanders had said to her 2 years ago that he didn't think a woman could win the presidency in 2020 against Trump. So the moderator asked him about that. He denied it. And then the moderator was like, okay, but Elizabeth Warren, now he's obviously lying. What did you think when he said that to you? And she had a prepared win. Because I think Elizabeth Warren is good at this. But then there was what appeared to be a tense exchange at the end of the debate, and people were wondering what was said, and then the audio has been released.
Because at first they're like, oh, wait, she rejected a handshake from Bernie, right. And then you saw some little pointed stuff and Tom Steyer looking like a deer in headlights in the middle of it.
And it was all of those things.
Yeah.
That's real. That's a Steyer for. I'm a big Steyer. I'm not.
I came on, Team Steyer.
Like, my boy got stuck in the middle again.
My boy up in here.
But so let's just play the audio and then we can talk about it.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Sorry, was that Tom Steyer or me running up on the stage to say hello to Bernie Sanders? I don't want to get in the middle of it. Can you sign my hat?
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, okay, good.
Good, okay.
His dismissal.
The fuck out of my face, bro. The fuck out of my face.
Is the best part of that by far.
Man. I couldn't pick Tom Steyer out of a lineup where it was Tom Steyer and three people I'm related to in the lineup.
Right. Yeah. It seemed like he was trying to maybe photobomb like
he really did seem like a fan or something.
Right.
I know, the way he said that.
I don't want to get in the middle of anything. I just want to
say hi to Bernie.
Yeah, good, okay. Yeah, good, okay.
Fuck out of here, billionaire.
I sat through the whole show to say hi to you.
Yeah. I mean, did this kind of confirmed what I think everybody assumed.
In terms of what?
In terms of like what the interaction was, what the energy was.
Yeah, it was definitely, I mean, you could just tell from the facial expressions.
Right.
She definitely has something to say. And at first he was caught off guard. He's like, what? She's like, you called me a liar on national television. And he was like, bro, let's do this not in front of like cameras on national TV.
I think it was basically, so this was, she's good at this. Like, she's good at debates. She's really good on the debate stage. And I think this was her, you know, him being like, okay, the debate's over, and her being like, no, the cameras are still rolling, motherfucker.
I mean,
this is another moment for me to like drive this point home.
Right.
And I just think like she came in with this leaked news story in her back pocket, and it was an absolute no lose for her. And it, you know, Bernie would either be arguing that a woman can't win, which is plainly false, or arguing for the electability of Elizabeth Warren, which, you know, that's good for her. So it's like a perfectly self-contained, logical win for her. And then she had like a great rebuttal. And then I think this was just her further having like another interaction or like another sort of way to drive this home, ready to
back
go
and forth
at the end. Yeah. And I think he thought it, because it seemed like he was like, we're still friends, this is just a disagreement.
Yeah,
of
and
like,
he's like, we'll talk about this later. It's right, like, anytime. And he's like, all right. And then you could tell he was like, no, but you could tell that he was also ready to, but then that's when he realized like, nah, see, this is what they want.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's important. As much as this has fractured so many people, like so many divisions or whatever, or seemingly, right, with people's takes on this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I think either one is moot. Like, I think to really try and figure out who said what or what, because I think the focus truly has to be, because the worst shit that can happen is like polarizing the progressive wing, that one becomes poisonous to the other when like the fucking corporate centrist wing of the party is the fucking absolute worst part of this whole thing.
Right.
This is what blew me away about it, was it took a day for the audio to leak, even though they are professionally mic'd up on a national. So clearly it was delaying the audio leaking to turn it into 3 or 4 days of conversation, right?
Yeah.
Because it was like, let's show this soundless clip
like, hey,
and
sound
let you lip sync. It could have been immediately
up,
or 5 seconds afterwards, but CNN wanted to tear for clicks.
Yeah.
Right.
The releasing of it, which makes me, you know, in my head, that is them wanting this infighting to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if they can drag this out a little bit.
Well, that's why the way the debate was even ran, it was just done like, and Bernie, like, you called Elizabeth a bitch, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right?
Yeah. Like,
which is time for my boy Steyer to slide in here.
I just want to say hi to Bernie. Yeah,
by
good,
far
okay.
The best part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
The only takeaway I have is Tom Steyer is a hero. And
I picture him answering a question like, isn't it crazy we're all on TV?
That's pretty cool,
Last
right?
week I was watching the Kennedy-Nixon debate for the first time.
There was some stat I heard recently that like for every campaign ad that all the other candidates have shown in one of the early early primary voting states, he's shown like 1,000.
No, I think this, no. Yeah. The stat is for every grain of sand on Earth, there are 3 more Steyer ads.
Right.
I think this is why. Exactly. I mean, I feel a little bit in a bubble with my internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Steyer is still in a debate, but Andrew Yang is not.
Right.
Makes me realize the whole country is not the bubble of my internet. Andrew Yang is a third of my internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, of what you see in your feed.
At least it's like what's overwhelmingly responsive in a literal sense, responding, are like Yang people. But the fact that he doesn't poll nationally well enough for the stage.
Yeah, it shows you how much that money can
versus Steyer, who I have never seen a thing about from anyone I know personally.
Yeah.
But nationally, he can be so overwhelming with ads. You know,
it's just name recognition at that point. You're like, I think, I seen that guy.
Yeah, and he also, like, as he was doing this whole, like, he was pushing for impeachment before people thought that was a viable thing for Trump, and just, like, sort of using that as a way to get people online to give him their information, like, years ago, early on in the Trump administration. I remember reading an article about him a couple, like a maybe a year and a half ago, where they were like, this dude is like really well positioned to do something politically, whatever he decides to do.
He's building a network.
Because he was building a huge, like, essentially Facebook network of people who are like motivated to beat Trump. And he decided to use it to run for president. So,
same.
Yeah. same.
I got an email list serve like 74 people on MailChimp that I'm about to mobilize.
To MailChimp.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, It's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out What's New on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. And so Lev Parnas went on Mad Al. Miles, you
went
watched
all
it.
Over. Yeah.
Went, yeah, he was on Mad Al. He was on Anderson.
Anderson Cooper. He went to, he gave an interview like the New York Times. This guy has been wanting to talk to somebody.
Right.
And now he.
And he had a pretty good explanation for like why.
Yeah. So he goes on Mad Al. And I mean, my God. He basically, the gist of the interview was everything you suspected about what was going on with this whole Ukraine extortion scheme with the president and Zelensky is true, basically, right? He was saying, first of all, Trump knew everything. He knew what I was doing. He didn't sign, like, he signed off on everything I did. He knew everything. Mike Pence also knew everything. When he said, like, the whole reason he canceled his trip to Zelensky's inauguration, which was a point that people talk about, that Pence was doing that to, like, you know, sort of for, like, put more pressure on the Ukrainians. Pence did that to precisely put more pressure on them. Trump had also allegedly, this is all according to him, that he had threatened the Ukrainians with like total cancellation of all aid, any kind of aid in connection to the U.S., not just this military aid. He's like, any diplomatic stuff, any like diplomatic invites, shit's done. And then another thing was that Trump was also seeking information that would damage the Mueller team. So there's this guy, Dmitry Firtash, who is this guy who is facing like extradition to the United States. There's been mumbles about how he was saying, I'm willing to help you out with the Ukraine stuff if you can, and other things, if you can just keep me from being extradited to the United States. And that's where William Barr comes in, apparently knew about this. And this whole thing was apparently Firtash had information about one of the members on Mueller's team that would have been damaging, according to him. And Trump was seeking that out. Also, John Bolton knows everything that happened. So if you want to call him up, he can't act ignorant because he knows everything. Not that he was, obviously he was trying to distance himself, but he knew what was going on step by step.
So they were ready to extort or blackmail people on Mueller's team. And this is like, the like Barr is part of this whole thing.
Well, not extort. They would just be like, leak this
not
story
extort.
And then be like, how can you trust these guys? This guy's been talking with other unsavory characters.
Right.
Was sort of the, they wanted some kind of piece
information warfare against Mueller.
Cast aspersions.
Where Mueller is supposed to be working for them.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I think it should be said that all the stuff that he's saying, I mean, you have to treat Lev Parnas as not a reliable witness, just
of course.
Off the pure, because he's A, not just associated with Rudy Giuliani, which is enough, but, you know, we've seen the dirt.
America's mayor.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But I think
that, oh, we have so much to catch
you
up on.
I've been offline a little bit. Is he still America's mayor?
But the thing is, the documents that he provided, those definitely seem to indicate a degree of truth to some of the things he's saying. So, I mean, I don't take everything as gospel, but the things in the documents and what we've already seen in terms of like the House Intel investigation, things like that, I'm like, this everyone was suspecting this. So.
Right. If it's someone like that who you can't necessarily trust what's coming, if they're just reinforcing stuff that is taken as fact from 15 other places or whatever, then you can, everything starts to line up.
You're
like, well, even if most of the stuff this guy says is complete trash. I can't trust him.
Yeah.
He's just corroborating all the stuff that we all understand.
Carrabba's.
Yeah, he's Carrabba's. When you're there, you're not family.
You're not family.
when you're there, you're adopted, which was kind of a crazy phrase they tried to get off the ground.
Is it Italian food?
Yeah.
All right.
Carrabba's?
I don't know. It sounds like a weird name. Yeah. I thought it could be fusion, but I always know I hear the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carrabba's. Anyway, hey, if you work at Carrabba's, call in.
Yeah. It's not as straightforward as pasta factory.
Yeah. No, you mean the old spaghetti factory?
Spaghetti factory, that's right.
Which sounds like a weird euphemism, but...
God, for what?
I don't know, bro. Yeah, the old spaghetti factory.
Yeah. Huh?
It does sound kind of like where
pointing
you would
generally
kill
someone. to your ass.
Well, I think it's maybe it reminds me because Tim and Eric would always say spaghetti house was a thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Anyway. So he's saying Bolton knows everything.
Yeah. That's, so he should be called as a witness, obviously.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if he's saying Bolton knows everything, Bolton, under oath, would probably tell the truth. Like, he doesn't really seem to have a, like...
I mean, he has to...
Allegiance to the Trump
administration? I mean, now that the Iran stuff isn't as...
Yeah.
I mean, it's still very much an issue, but not, like, where he was getting, like, wacky boners looking at the news.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to
Pasta factory.
Yeah.
Wacky boners. I don't know exactly what, you know, what his motivations are. I just know he wants to sell a book. And,
right.
Like, as much as I want to think he's going to go up there and do the right thing, I don't know because he's still who he is, and I don't trust him. But
yeah. No, I don't either. But
he is a lawyer, so I don't know.
You'd think he wouldn't lie under oath.
I don't know. They're all fucking crooks.
There's just been such a run for these years of nothing ever actually going in the way legally or emotionally you thought
morally,
it would, or
right.
morally. That,
right.
So at this point, I am so... I'm just so pessimistic.
Yeah, you're
where you're like everything lines up to where if this one person is a human tomorrow,
it could all work.
It could all work, and then the next day you're like, lizard again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Susan Collins like, I don't know. Maybe maybe I'll vote against it.
It makes you feel insane almost with the repetitiveness of the entire thing.
Yeah, because you can start to see the pressure building. You go, all right,
this is the one.
You too. Find your fucking backbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make something. You can cause some real fucking problems for this administration. And then it's just like,
yeah.
Into the
show. And then I'm fighting with people about audio.
Do you think it'll ever go back to not being that?
I remember
too far gone?
I remember the old days where hours would go by and I wouldn't know what the president was doing.
Right. Yeah.
Hours, if not even a day. They'd be like, oh, you know the president's in London? I'd be like, that's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's the weather like? What are water parks? Are you wet when you get out?
Pasty.
Now water parks in London. That's a that's a growth industry.
Okay. All this is, just so you know, at the end of the episode, Jack's going to pitch you on an investment opportunity.
I know. He keeps slowly pulling a cardboard box out from underneath, and I can see swimsuits in there.
Hey, what size shirt are you? What size are you?
If you get two people to build water parks, you'll pay for yourself in this one.
So the thing that we talked about on yesterday's episode about the surveillance of Ambassador Yovanovitch, that seemed to be the one thing that he was sort of throwing water on, but it might be because he doesn't want to be incriminated in like some straight up crime.
Yeah,
shit.
That's, you know, the other stuff, it's like, well, I was doing weird stuff on behalf of the president, but like a thing where you're in a conspiracy to possibly cause harm to an ambassador, that's like international.
Is that
crime.
Not good? You're not allowed to
from
do
what
that.
I understand, yeah. it's a no-no.
Okay.
Cite your sources.
Breitbart, I think. But that guy, Robert Hyde, he went on TV, but he went on Sinclair TV. Mm-hmm. So just a far right wing echo chamber.
Right.
And just basically his whole thing was he was just denying that what he sent to Lev Parnas was like real. He just called it, they were just colorful texts and said he's just, quote, a little landscaper from fucking Connecticut. When he was pressed on whether he had spied on the ambassador at the time. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I mean, that just sounds like...
I'm a widow landscaper from Connecticut.
Did you do it? Here's a job I had. Yeah. It's not even the answer to a lot of questions.
But I'm widow.
Yeah.
From fucking Connecticut.
How could he spy? He can't see over hedges. Oh, he's a landscaper. Yeah. He cut him lower, didn't he?
Yeah. Ooh, cut through the bullshit. But then he also sort of went on. He also said, I was never a close associate of Lev Parnas. I don't know him. I just barely knew the guy. And then he says, quote, you meet a, this is what Robert Hyde said, you meet a bunch of these characters when you're out there in the fundraising and events and supporting candidates. We just had some colorful texts, had a few pops way back when I used to drink. And it's kind of unfortunate that the left ought to get their panties in a bunch. I don't know. That's
way back when I used to drink, because that is true. The thing that keeps coming up about him, that he was
drinks a lot, yeah,
alcoholic or something. Is he?
I feel like I've heard this
he
before.
He was kicked out of a, I think, Doral or Mar-a-Lago. He was so drunk and was screaming that the Secret Service were going to put a hit on him.
Uh huh.
They had, like, the police had to be like, sir, right, we've been asked to remove you from
right,
the
which
property.
You know, right?
Because
right.
he got in. Lev Parnas claimed that this guy, Robert Hyde, and Greg Pence, which is Mike Pence's brother, got in some kind of disagreement or something, and that fueled this, like, weird paranoid thing about how he thought the Secret Service was going
to
get him.
I just feel like when you have to upkeep so many lies all the time, mm-hmm. that eventually... And then, so think about Mar-a-Lago is, like, everyone there is living 50 lies simultaneously.
Right.
These can't all line up in whatever timelines they've invented right. or behaviors they've invented. So it's got to be just chaos of these people with their stories not matching up, and then they all
absolutely.
Hate each other.
Right.
But they all have to put up this facade while they're there, they don't hate each other. So it's just on the edge of screaming matches for what little power they pretend to have all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd still love to go, though. It seems beautiful. Good water parks in Florida.
And you barely get cold when you get out.
I know, that's the thing.
I could totally see if Trump, like, sweeps to power the way I expect him to, you know, after in 2024
oh.
and moves the White House to Mar-a-Lago, I could totally see him, like, opening an amusement, like a water park.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, it'll be a sick Airbnb.
Yeah.
The White House. The hottest.
Right.
You want to sleep in the Situation Room?
I think it's a interesting thought I'm having is that the third story to talk about is the conspiracy to assassinate an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, this kind of bit.
That's what's the most chilling
part. This got buried under two friends disagreeing on stage the other day.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly. And I think because at the end of the day, the really wealthy people who have their hands all over media and things like that, they stand to lose more with one of these people.
Yeah.
Right.
Know, being the candidate.
This would be 9 George Clooney movies if this ambassador assassination plot happened in 1960.
Right.
He would have played, this would have been, I'm pretty sure this is some movie already.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about one possible solution, the 2020 election. We're talking about another possible solution is, you know, the impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're talking about the thing that people already know is in existence, and the fact that it's just way worse than, I guess not. We all kind of suspected this, but that
yeah,
it might
but it,
be
it's just so
a
chilling.
Criminal enterprise.
It's just chilling to hear that a United States ambassador was facing threats from citizens of their own country.
Right.
You know, like,
oh yeah.
It's one thing when you're like, you might be in Russia and they're like, I don't know, man, like these Russian people that you're working with, they might not be chill, versus being somewhere else and be like, these American scumbags mm-hmm. are like plotting something against you. And now the Ukrainians have announced an investigation, but not the kind that Donald Trump wanted. they said that they are looking into like the
weather, water,
whether or not
are
exactly and using a control on one day when the temperatures right. are a consistent level. Is it chillier when you get out of a pool when it's less humid?
We laugh, but someone's going to know.
Yeah,
yeah, they are.
Still haven't heard the explanation. But yeah, the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs just announced that they said, you know, the policy of the country is not to interfere in domestic affairs, obviously. But because of this new evidence suggests that either Ukrainian or international law may have been like violated, they're going to look into it. They say, however, the published records contain the fact of possible violation of the legislation of Ukraine and the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, which protects the rights of a diplomat in the territory of another country. The ministry said, is determining whether alleged surveillance of Yovanovitch violated Ukrainian or international law, quote, or was it just bravado and fake in an informal conversation between two U.S. citizens?
Boys will be boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the thing you have to They're always like keep in mind with, like, the mobster types is so many, like, I think 95% of, like,
mafiosa seeming guys are just like faking bluster. It. Yeah, it's just bluster the
this
whole time.
This is almost
it's just guys who saw a bunch of mafia movies.
Yeah, I've been watching. I don't want to just start talking about TV show. Righteous Gemstones is a show that I started watching, and yeah. There's a whole episode where they are all just pretending these weird emails they sent were fake because they're men or whatever. And then he like gets in a car chase and he's like shoot. He's like attempting to run a car off the road by just saying it's a friend he does car pranks with, yeah. And it's so funny.
Right.
He's like, no, honey, it's just a friend I do car pranks
that's
with.
Right.
And then he
yeah.
flips a van. Yeah. Going and, and this is all I'm thinking that about is... while you're saying this is like, no, this is my boy. We
right.
do the funny thing where we pretend we're going to get him killed with boom, our boom, boy.
Boom. God,
right.
pranks,
it's my friend
pranks.
I do murder pranks with.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right. That is a perfect, yet another way that was a perfect encapsulation of the moment.
It's a, they are Danny McBride characters.
Yes.
Notoriously who you want running democracies.
Yes.
Oh, man. But then on top of that, the FBI actually had also paid Mr. Hyde a visit because I think it was on Thursday morning. They're like, knock, knock. Can we talk?
Yeah.
Doesn't even have a doorbell.
What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah. Get a ring. Although that did Aaron Hernandez in. Maybe don't get a ring.
Don't get a ring. Don't get a Super Bowl ring either.
That. Reference.
Don't get a Super Bowl.
So stupid.
That's my time.
And then just kind of something that happened last week that kind of dovetails with this is that the investigation into Hillary selling of uranium
or that conspiracy, the
that
uranium
conspiracy,
one,
uranium yeah. one, finally was done. The bell dinged and they didn't find anything.
What?
Yeah.
But I saw this meme.
Right.
She had fucking flames coming out of her
the
eyes.
The guy's picture was Ronald Reagan having sex with an eagle, and you're gonna tell me he was lying to me?
Yes.
Yeah, he was. No, they had a U.S. attorney basically look into it because Louis Gohmert at the time was like, you need to look into this.
Yep.
And that was
character
yo, this
name.
Was in 2017.
I know. Yes.
This shit started in 2017, and they just came back, and it was just sort of like, there is really, I can't say there's anything to look at here.
Yeah.
And see, this is the difference, right? Because when Donald Trump and his cronies all talk about, well, the whole Ukraine thing was about looking into corruption and possibly the Bidens being involved in corruption, what you would do is you'd have an actual investigation.
Right.
Rather than being like,
it takes time.
Hey, Rudy, with your upside down AirPods, can
yes.
you put a ragtag team of scumbags together and go fuck around in Europe and see what we can dig up? Like, that's just like that. And it's the difference. And I think because when you go this route, where you have, I think it's a legitimate investigation. Based on the outcome, I presume it is, that they're not, because they're not finding the crap dirt that you need. They're like, fuck the DOJ. Just, Rudy, make something up.
Yeah. It also makes sense that, so this was, the whole Burisma-Biden thing was Trump's attempt to manufacture that sort of, the vague Hillary Clinton conspiracies, her emails, Uranium One, like something that he could just say about his opponent in the 2020 election with the added ambiguity of...
Right, he needs like a Benghazi catchphrase.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine like the Pizzagate conspiracy theories that would come out of a bunch of Ukrainian like records and emails like
right.
sent through Google Translate?
Some sort of pocketed food probably
right.
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza.
But yeah, so he's... Because nothing matters anymore. Russian intelligence just hacked Burisma, so...
Sure, we can wait to hear what comes out of those hacked Burisma servers.
I wish every time someone got hacked like this, we got to see how terrible their passwords were.
Right.
That's all I want to know is how it's...
Well,
one, two, all right, three,
what was the password, though?
Wow, you didn't even
Burisma,
capitalize
Burisma?
The P?
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, but these are the things, the stories that get a lot of coverage. One thing that really got glossed over was all these other Stephen Miller emails, too, that were leaked, where he was actually talking about shipping out asylum seekers on trains to make an example and scare the fuck out of people. I'm like, it, like on some Holocaust shit?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
And again, but these are the, I don't know, man. It's so hard because there are so many simultaneously fucked up evil things happening.
Yeah.
You I mean, how do you keep all these plates
I wonder
spinning?
Particularly with you guys who do this most days, right? Mm-hmm. Like a deeper, except more specific dive than most people do, right? I kind of skim. I'll read an article if it interests me, but I do have the idea. I'm overwhelmed all the time. Do you guys feel any optimism going through this every day? Does it make you feel more optimistic or more in control, or is it get overwhelming after a while?
It's this year in particular has started to feel somewhat overwhelming.
We'll see what happens with how much of a sham the impeachment trial is. I think that's going to really be
nothing's real anymore.
Right? Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm totally, you know, I have to fight my nihilism every day.
This is all to cover the fact that Mitch McConnell can't write. Yeah. If he was going to do something. But I just, because you guys, everything that you present on this show is still just the top of what you look through and pick and choose. And so you're getting deep enough to where you're seeing things.
Well,
that
I have to read deep enough so I can at least be as casual, conversational about it, you know, because I think that's the only way to understand is to know as much. And I think I do find comfort in knowing as much as possible, because then I can feel like, okay, I got my eye on stuff. Like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. I'm not going to just get caught off guard here. But, you know. I'm sure we will get caught off guard at some point.
Just talking about how Trump operates, just kind of smash and grab and wanting to be a model for how he would ideally rule is Putin. And Putin just had his the only people who were a challenge to his power, the prime minister and his entire cabinet, just
resigned.
He had them resign.
Yeah. They're like, what? We are? He's like, yeah.
They must be accepting other positions somewhere further north.
So, I mean, that's, I think, what he's going for. And I feel like when you ask about, like, optimism versus pessimism, I still feel like the zeitgeist isn't fully, like, the mainstream media's analysis of this is still too...
It's jokey, almost.
Caught up in the, like, prism of, like, how we viewed things before. And it's like this... He's telling us who he is. He wants to be a
forever king.
Yeah. Once a week or once every 2 weeks, you hear him praising the longevity of whether it's like a Chinese president or Putin being able to extend his terms further. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we could do something like that. He jokes at first, you know, at a rally, we could do something like that here. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, well.
But I mean, he's.
All the other jokes have a year later become law or something like that.
Yeah. But like the way he's operating around the 2020 election, we're now seeing is basically straight up Putin style criminal shit, where he like puts a tail on somebody who's getting in his way, and he's just, you know, acting illegally to try and maintain power. And I have no reason to believe that he wouldn't do that again in 2024 somehow. Yeah.
Or just, I mean, God, just 2020, man. I'm bracing myself for the kinds of fucking bullshit trickery and cheating that goes down.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be.
There'll be 104 votes in the state of Florida cast. We just had to toss a few out.
Right. Yeah.
They all came from one building.
Yeah. Suspicious. Yeah. There's no way an election result that has him losing is going to go down with him like calling in. Conceding the night of the election.
I don't see him standing up on a stage like Barack did and watching an inauguration of another person.
Yeah, no, that's...
Mm-mm.
I mean, Michael Cohen told us, you know, like he's like, yeah, I spent a lot of time being his like behind the scenes bag man. Like, I get it. I'm not the most trustworthy person in the world, but he's not leaving the White House like unless it's like...
In a body bag. Like, you ain't kidding me out in fucking cuffs.
That's basically that, right? Didn't you say, like, you're either going to have to take him out by force or...
He's not going to go quietly. Well, yeah, because, I mean, look at all the legal jeopardy he's in outside of being president.
Yeah. All right.
Because basically, outside the White House is lava.
Yeah.
So I'm never leaving. Everything's lava.
I wish.
Wouldn't that be cool?
All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back, and we always like to check in with Aunt Becky
and Massimo
to see how they're doing, how they're preparing for their trial, how their case is developing.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, what do we know?
So last time, their argument sounded like it was going to be something like, look, we gave this guy $500,000 because we thought he was a consultant who just gets our kid into college. We didn't know it was going to bribes. I never sent any money. Like, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything crazy.
Yeah.
So they paid $500,000 to get their two daughters in. And they have not, they've been very adamant. They are not pleading guilty. They're not taking any kind of plea deal. They are going to fight the case. They want to be proven innocent. Everyone else is like, that is the dumbest fucking idea ever. But they seem intent on going with this strategy. So now there's some more evidence that has come out that looks like it's going to make their situation a lot harder. Their other daughter, who is the one who is not Olivia Jade, the famous one, Isabella Rose, it sounds like there was a moment where that daughter could have got in legitimately, and he passed on that opportunity. So there's emails dated on September 27th where USC administrator offered to flag her application to Massimo. It's like, hey, we could flag your the application. And that's like, as the prosecutors say, it's a legitimate approach, because at universities, what they'll do is they'll be like, hey, we'll basically solicit donations and be like, and you know, that could help a good effect on your kid getting in.
Right.
Was sort of like the gist of what was going on. Massimo had replied of just sort of like, yeah, I think we're good. He's like, I think we're squared away. And basically saying, nah, we're not going to go this path.
Right.
And so what makes it a little bit interesting is because a few days before Massimo sent that email saying, like, we're good on doing it the normal but still wacky way, he got an email from the guy Rick Singer, who is the mastermind of all these kids getting into colleges, basically saying that, quote, a fake profile portraying their older daughter as a crew recruit was in the process of being made. So hearing that, he was like, oh, I don't need to do it like this because the guy I paid is already got my fake recruiter bio being made up. So I don't need this other version where I give USC money to get my daughter in.
Right.
I'm going to do it by paying Rick Singer. And that's the prosecution is saying they knew it was corrupt because they even turned down what is seemingly a legitimate offer.
So it would have been a legitimate donation to get her application flagged.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
So it's not like, hey, your daughter's smart and we want to flag her.
They're just saying, hey, dude, do you want to pay? You want to pay? Essentially like, hey.
You want to pay more.
You want to you want to pay some more and get your daughter really in here?
Right. And he was like, nah.
He's like, nah, we're squared away.
Got it.
And then followed up by saying, it's the nicest I've been at blowing somebody off.
He said that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Didn't sound super nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It's like a threat. It's like, yeah, and that's the nicest I've been. Just
you don't
flaming
want to see
somebody.
Me blow somebody off.
Not
like,
the hard
it's
way.
It's like a mean girl line.
Yeah. Yeah. The nice way of blowing someone off is just to not respond and then acknowledge you've blown them off.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean.
I mean, look, TikTok, we'll see what happens. But I have no faith in the legal system. So yeah. I'm sure they'll get, what, maybe 12 days?
Yeah.
In one of those fun jails that's mostly a golf course.
Right.
The golfing with Enron guy.
Right. Yeah, I think that jail is actually, you're just a caddy at a bigger golf course, and that's prison.
Right.
And you're, yeah. Your
jail was
times,
worst. I was the help.
Yeah. Oh, I had tea times at 8 a.m.
TEA? No.
White Claw has overtaken wine.
Possibly. This is the only way to look at this according to me.
This still sounds like we're talking about that trial.
Yeah. White Claw is
White Claw v. Wine.
Yes.
The landmark case.
So, I mean, this seems impossible to me, but...
Well, not that it's overtaken, right?
Okay.
That it has... White Claw has disrupted fully the alcohol industry.
I love disrupting.
Yes.
We love disruptors. We really do. Because, wine consumption dropped for the first time in 25 years.
Right.
And they're like, what the fuck happened? And when they look at it, as all the material they have and data they have shows that more people are drinking spirits and the ready-to-drink cocktails like hard seltzers.
Hmm.
Yeah, but how much better is Sideways if Paul Giamatti shotguns a claw instead of pouring the vat over his head?
Well, I mean, wait. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be the spiritual sequel to
right.
Sideways yeah,
from
which
the
is,
bottom
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I definitely see more people drinking seltzers than anything.
A lot. I started seeing them. You see them at bars, which I never thought would ever happen.
Yeah, right,
it's
right,
just
right.
They're down in their little refrigerator of beers I can't read.
Right.
And they're just sort of down
like,
there
what do you got
those.
Down? What do you got down there? we got white.
Even
claw.
Like my extended family, cousins and aunts and uncles who are huge beer drinkers. I mean, from Iowa, like far,
mm-hmm.
Some of them are starting to move over and drink these things because they're like, I don't get so mad the next day. I'm not hungover. It's like easier. I can drink more. And
yeah. Less calories.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's weird because they say a lot of the reason too is because more people are becoming health conscious in terms of like how they're drinking. So the, pre-made seltzer, hard seltzer is like people are just gravitating towards
it. Is pre-made hard seltzer just seltzer with vodka? Is that basically
I'm
what
sure
it is?
I'm sure it's just some malt. I don't know if it's vodka,
okay.
But yeah.
Some of them have that you see are the vodka sodas or
right.
The weird
right.
Little cocktails that they
yeah.
Put in. And but I think some of them are just the malt beverage.
Got it. And then... Yeah, you can tell it's like it's going to explode like everywhere because Bud Light has their seltzer now.
Yeah.
Bud Light seltzer.
I like the idea that you're like, if you're more loyal to Bud Light than anything else
hey,
in your life.
Hey, pivot to this one then, please.
I love drinking Bud Light, but
and
I don't like beer.
I'm not taking these shirts back.
Right.
Dude, I'm dilly-dillying on fucking day, bro.
I love the dilly-dilly of it all.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kind of my catchphrase with my bros.
I cannot turn back on dilly-dilly.
You think
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Covering up
deep.
This tattoo? No, I'm drinking the seltzers.
Yeah.
Showing up to party with a thing of Bud Light seltzers, being like,
dilly-dilly,
guys.
There he is. Dilly buns.
That would be D-I-L-L-I-E, I think,
right.
With a seltzer
yes.
A little fancier.
Yeah. Yeah. Dillier. Dillier, Dillier.
So... There's a M. Night Shyamalan show on Apple that is now being accused
finally.
Of plagiarism.
It's nice to see someone read my emails.
So claims of plagiarism have kind of followed him around.
Yeah.
And it's usually from young adult like fiction or like Are You Afraid of the Dark? Like Sixth Sense was basically the plot was taken from an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? And The Village was taken from a young adult novel that like it wasn't even an obscure one. It was like a had sold millions and millions.
Yeah, it's
of
called
copies.
The Village, I think.
Yeah. It's called Running Out of Time, actually.
I like how egregious
it is. Yeah, yeah, and it was based on a movie I saw.
Yeah. Right. But now there is a filmmaker, Francesca Gregorini, who is suing Apple, claiming the show is a ripoff of her 2013 movie, The Truth About Emmanuel. So the premise of both is that a mother who can't conceive creates like a very dependent...
No, they lose a child.
Oh, they lose a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they get like a lifelike doll as like a therapy tool.
Thing, but then they become like sort of overly, eerily connected to it. And then there's a super producer, Anna Hosnier, actually has that streaming service. And she has watched the M. Night Shyamalan show.
Five times you were saying?
That is being accused of
Five times you kept saying off mic
plagiarism.
And then you said you would deny when you got on?
So, Anna, what is the what's the premise of the...
I would like to clarify, I also got Apple TV free for a year when I bought a new Apple... Oh, wait, no, Apple Plus TV free when I got the new Apple TV. So please, I'm not paying.
Super easy to differentiate between what they got going on these days.
Yeah.
Okay, so the show is about, so this woman, I won't say any spoilers, obviously I'll try and go around it, but like this woman has a baby, the baby passes away somehow, and then I guess she goes catatonic, so they have this like new agey kind of like, you know,
robot.
Doctor be like, well,
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Give her, yeah, Goop comes in, it's really funny, Goop is in it, and
let's go on.
Go op is in it, and her idea is give her a fake, like, real baby. Like, it's like one of those very, very realistic
real doll
baby
kind of.
Dolls.
Like from American Sniper.
This is a this is a real...
Yeah. No, it's,
Same actor?
Yeah. Yeah. They got
that
the
thing
same
got Gilled?
Doll.
This is an actual horrifying thing that happens. Like, there are people who use, like,
and
real
she
baby dolls.
And she can't, because she's catatonic... But acting completely normal, going about her daily life, going to work, like no big deal, thinks this baby is real. So she hires a nanny for it. And the husband is also, he's fully aware everything's, he's conscious. He knows what's going on. He's just acting along. And the nanny shows up and the nanny also acts as if the baby is real. And then, and this all happens in the first episode. It's not really a spoiler. Baby comes to life. No explanation.
And that's like the season beginning?
Yes. And that's how it goes. And this show fucking doesn't tell you anything. We're 8 episodes in. I know nothing.
Oh,
it's
still
infuriating.
Like,
I keep picturing the baby turning and doing a testimonial to the camera, like Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah,
like,
I wish.
It's crazy in here.
I wish.
Time out. Freeze.
But like, no, you don't know anything. It's like, okay, you're just gonna what are we watching?
That's this. So it's a Shyamalan.
It's a Shyamalan that doesn't.
You've
tell
been Shyamalan.
The baby in the
it's
water.
It's M. Night. What was it you say, Timothy
M. Night Chalamet.
M. Night Timothy Chalamet.
M. Night Chalamet.
And I can't. It's almost. Unnecessary at this point. Like, it's like, okay, well, if you're not going to reveal a plot point at any point that kind of explains what's going on, this show is useless. And then I went online to be like, is anything ever going to come of this? And they're like, no, you have to watch all 6 seasons when they, I don't know, come out, or the show will probably get canceled eventually. But yeah, so he's just not going to tell you anything until the final episode of the 6th season, I guess.
Well, it sounds like you should watch this movie, The Truth About Emmanuel.
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to watch that.
It's a self-contained movie.
I'm going to watch that.
It sounds like it's where they got the idea. So... It's in that movie, it's a mother who's grieving the death of her baby, uses an eerily lifelike reborn doll to help her process the loss, and subsequently forms an intimate relationship with the nanny she hires to take care of the, quote, infant.
Bold move to be like, that terrible TV show stole mine idea.
Right.
The show, I wrote the show no one likes first.
Yeah. I don't know. This seems to keep happening to him. It's not like... It was,
I think he's a bad person and a liar.
Okay.
Remember he said he ghost wrote She's All That? And everyone was like, no, you didn't.
Well, he had worked on a revision or something. He technically had, but it was a stretch for him to say that he had actually
penned
it.
Plus, what's that M's short for? You know,
right.
Could be anything.
Manipulation.
Yeah. Manipulation night.
Manipulation night.
His next movie, Manipulation Night.
But it's not like the movie is like some random YouTube movie. It stars
it's got, like, real people in it, right?
Yeah, it's got Jessica
Biel. The baby.
Yeah, right.
Kaya Scodelario from Skins is on it. In it.
Alfred Molina.
Oh, Loftus' favorite.
Friend of the network.
Of the network, Alfred Molina. Yep.
But anyways, people should check out that movie if they're interested in the show.
I'll watch the show, see if I want to check out the movie. It's just the guy who doesn't get it at all.
Yeah, the show sounds pretty good.
The show
then.
Seemed longer.
Yeah.
It's not worth it, in my opinion. There's no...
I just was at this... I mean, I don't think there was one single offering from Apple TV Plus when I was like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Morning,
I want that.
You morning down show's for only worth
no.
it until you get to the finale, and that's it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Truth Be Told is about a true crime podcaster.
Yeah. Is really... that an Apple
yep.
show?
And I don't recommend it either.
All of these vast amounts of shows being put out just to fill out new streaming services sound fake and rushed.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Every single one, they're like, this is about a shoe. All right, hear me out.
Shoe.
We have Leo attached to the shoe. It's his
right.
shoe.
It's lost its laces. And
what's
it got
popular?
New laces.
This is a rushed mockumentary of what's popular.
Was there something named
rushed mockumentary of what's popular? My favorite genre.
Yeah. Was there another thing called something plus before Apple and Disney both came out
Hulu
on the same
plus?
Hulu?
Oh, Hulu Plus. Okay, got it.
Wait, no, I don't think
yeah, that's the ad
there?
Free.
There was
Hulu.
A Hulu.
That's
yeah,
the
there's Hulu.
Oh,
and there's Hulu Plus.
I have Hulu Plus. I have Hulu Plus.
That doesn't
I do.
Exist, does it? Oh wait, I own
have
it.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I didn't know it was called Plus. I just thought you
nah,
just
well,
were
everyone
like...
calls it Hulu, but when they try and get you to pay, they're like, "Well, you can get this other one."
Yeah, with
you
no
want
ads.
No ads,
and you can't go back.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I.
Remember, my prediction for this year was that Apple Plus would fold in on itself because it's horrible.
In 1 year.
I don't think it'll happen
this year.
I had so many. I worked at Apple for a while, and I genuinely thought the only way they could succeed, the only way Amazon succeeded coming in, is that we don't even care about their streaming service. It's just a thing attached to a thing we all need at
this
point.
That you already
paid
for, right?
And then the only Hulu kind of carved out persevering by having TV before Netflix did.
Right.
Netflix is too big. Disney is the behemoth, so they won't fail.
No.
Right. Anyone else needs. Apple should have just been $10 a month. You get iCloud. You get Apple Music and you get the TV Plus, and it's all because we're all paying for the iCloud $1
right.
or whatever.
Yeah,
and everyone would start using Apple Music if it was included. For they could take a loss,
right,
and get everyone in,
right.
But they don't want to do that, and that's what was crazy to me. I'm like,
yeah.
And then make rentals cheaper or something. All
right.
These weird
holy
pay
shit.
Things. Just combine it all into one thing. $8 a month, you get 50 gigs iCloud, you get the music, and you get the Apple TV Plus. And then fucking once everyone's in. Then you can start, you can Walmart stuff if you're some giant company. You know what I mean? Come in at a low cost and ruin everyone's life.
Yeah.
But the fact
start
they didn't do it all as one thing that you just do
throat.
On your phone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have 4 Apple subscriptions.
Yeah.
Dude,
that
they could have combined
channeling
all once.
Steve Jobs right now.
I know.
Yeah.
God.
It just would have made so much more
there's
sense
just,
to attach to the
that
music
growing
and everything.
On your face.
Oh, thank you. I
don't
have to talk
issue.
To my daughter. Someone rub a fruit on me. I need this tumor to go away.
They've never been great with software. Like they create good hardware, but like I mean, from the start, iTunes is a fucking disaster.
But they've always,
no, the visualizer, come on.
I did like, but they've always been pretty good at making sure on their stuff the software worked great.
Yeah, like Final Cut Pro was good until X came
but
out.
But I agree that it's just like,
I liked Logic.
The fragmentation is what people don't want to buy into.
Right?
Things
yeah,
all the
it's
time.
Like it doesn't all.
Once Apple
know,
does what I said, I hope they won't. They didn't pay
me
when
no,
I worked
there. No,
they will. They're not going to pay me for an idea they steal.
Well, let's put that flag down now. In the event that they do, we can
that's
come
true.
Back
if you
to
guys want, you guys want to get on Kyle TV Plus, my new
but one. But it's just such a good point that like they are very like focused on user experience and like very simplifying things on the hardware side, but then everything's like fragmented and like so confusing on the software side.
That's why I'm like
side.
$8
like,
a month they could have. They can take a loss.
That's what
they have
do.
They have a freaking bank overseas with more money in it than any country has.
Right. Yeah.
Take a loss to get everyone to buy, and then you steal from Spotify, which has to be their biggest competitor for that.
Right.
Nah.
Yeah. Kyle.
I don't know. This is big.
If there's one thing you know about me, it's I'm
big
capitalist.
Money talk. Yeah, what the fuck?
It's been a pleasure having you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Where can people find you, follow you, hear you?
I'm basically at Kyle Ayers across it all.
Across it all.
Yeah. So Twitter and Instagram and that sort of stuff. I'm on there.
Is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, yeah. Once again, I brought two. One of them is funny and will
apply to what we were just talking about. And it's from Julia Clare. Oh, Julia tweets. She's a comedian in Brooklyn. And said, I'm not failing. I'm just disrupting the success industry.
Hell yeah. Disruptors.
And then another one was from Chris Stevens, who's at Chris Stevens MD, who's a comedian here in Los Angeles. Says, I understand that people have concerns about Bernie's age, but as a Jewish man myself, let me just say that we reached the peak of our power in our late 70s. My grandpa once accidentally spilled gasoline all over himself, filling up his car, and we still went out to dinner.
Miles, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Also my other podcast, 420 Day Fiance. And also on stage. You know, we got live shows coming up. So, and tickets are, yo, there's a little bit of tickets left for the San Francisco show on January 25th at the Gateway Theater as part of Sketch Fest.
That's so soon.
You can get those tickets at SF Sketch Fest's website. And also, I mean, look, we're hitting Portland, okay? We're hitting D.C., Brooklyn, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Chicago, Toronto, and others to be announced soon. So please get your tickets. We'll have some links available on our website in the coming days. A tweet I like is from at Brick Pobejoy. Okay?
Brick Pobejoy.
Yeah, Brick Pobejoy. And it says, I miss when computers had a big fat ass.
That's so good. Clean Slate at Please Be Good Nice tweeted saying, let me show you how it's done. Arrogant, condescending vibe killer saying, this is how we do it. It's Friday night and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn up. I think it's more visual.
I think it's more visual. The shot because I'm fainting.
And Pixelated Boat tweeted, Iowans love Bernie Sanders because whenever he gets hungry, a thought bubble appears over his head with a big old corn cob in it. You can find me on Twitter, Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be today?
This song is from Mono Neon. It's called Hot Cheetos. And it's, I don't know, it's just got, it's like a bit of like kooky hard bass sample, but then some really cool vocals come in. It's like a very eclectic sounding track. And I just like it because it's from this album called My Feelings Be Peeling. So check out Hot Cheetos by Mono Neon. Mm. Also, I like Hot Cheetos.
Yeah. Are they flaming hot Cheetos?
No, just
hot.
Hot Cheetos. That's this title.
Okay.
But I like it.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for this week. We will be back this afternoon with a trending, and then back on Monday with more podcasts. We'll talk to you then. Bye. I've been looking forward to this day.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.